Andehang.
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on September 9, 2002 in London.
Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha.
The mind is very difficult to control. It is the greatest enemy when it is not controlled, and it is the best of friends when it is controlled. In fact, Bhagavatam describes that the mind is the only enemy. We sang these two songs by Thakur Bhaktivinoda. In one, it is being a prayer to Lord Krishna that the mind become his temple. And when we're speaking of the mind, we're not speaking of the brain, we're speaking of the heart. Because the mind is the subtle body that is covering the soul, which is situated in the heart. When devotees speak about mind, they are speaking about heart, the sitting place of the soul. But the soul is covered by this false ego, and then the intelligence, and then the mind. And the brain is just the gross material machine that somehow or other the mind uses that manifests the thoughts of the mind, that manifests the impressions, the experiences of the mind to the external senses. Very well. Should we have kirtan or keep talking? Shruti Dharma Prabhu, kirtan or talk? How long is the darshan? Until? Half hour. So we'll speak half and dance half? Is that everyone's approval? So the mind, or the heart, it is our purpose in life to make it a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is described in Shastras that we should always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by the principle of Gundicha Marjanam that when the mind is clean, then Krishna will take his place on the altar of the mind and give his darshan to us always. So the purpose of life is not only with our senses, not only with our actions, but within our heart, that we're always worshiping Krishna. Then here it is explained how it is possible by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are very kind, most merciful. Paramakaruna pahundui janani thai gorachandra. Supremely kind, because they are giving the vision of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan within our hearts. And the process is through the chanting of the holy names. Krishna is none different than his name. In every situation of life, we can always remember Krishna. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting Hare Krishna. Recently, we were telling a story about a beautiful instance that took place in Jagannath Puri, where there was a man who was constantly chanting the holy names. His tongue was so conditioned to chanting. He was getting such a higher taste from chanting, he just couldn't stop chanting. He couldn't restrain himself from chanting the holy names. It was just an uncontrollable, ecstatic experience that he just had to chant day and night. How many of you have that problem? That's the goal of life. So one day, he had to respond to the call of nature. So he was going to that place, and on his way, he was just chanting. So he tried to stop his chanting, but he couldn't. His tongue just, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He just tried to stop it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He was using his intelligence, he was using his all of his efforts, but the tongue just wouldn't stop chanting. So finally, one hand he was holding his lota, and the other hand he grabbed his tongue to hold it still. It wasn't easy. He was holding it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram Ram. Just straining, keeping that tongue. And as he was doing like this, a little boy, his name was Gopal, the little boy saw him. And he actually began to preach to the man. This little boy, he was only about 5. He said, why are you holding your tongue? He's the man. Because I'm going to the bathroom. It's not a clean place. I can't. Krishna's not different than his name. I can't bring Krishna into the bathroom. And the boy said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that there are no hard and fast rules for chanting. You can chant anywhere, everywhere, in all circumstances. You must chant. Krishna's all pure. He's so merciful in his name that he accepts our service in any situation. What happens if you die while you're going to the bathroom? If you die and death can come at any moment, padam padam yadvi padam natesha, if you leave your body while you're passing stool, what will happen if you're not chanting the holy names? It's your duty to chant the holy names everywhere, anywhere, at all times, without consideration. So the man, when he heard this, it was so philosophical, he just let go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates happened to be watching when this happened. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with this little boy Gopal that he awarded him the name Gopal Guru, because he was Guru. He was teaching the glories of the holy name. Now, for those of you who have done some research in Gaudiya Vaishnav history, you will find one of the greatest acharyas in our line is Gopal Guru Goswami, disciple of Vakreshwar Pandit. He has written very important Vaishnav literatures. So this little Gopal, he became very, very popular as Gopal Guru, and Lord Chaitanya, so much affection, because he had that faith in the holy name of Krishna. Now, there happened to be a devotee named Abhiram Thakur. How many of you have heard of Abhiram Thakur? What were his special qualities? Who would like to name some of his special qualities? Someone raise their hand. Yes, Prabhu. What was the name of the whip? Jai Mangala. It was a whip. But this was not an ordinary whip. Anyone he hit with it would immediately become ecstatic in love of God. Very powerful. And what was another quality of Abhiram Thakur? If he offered obeisances to any stone, if it wasn't a bona fide Shalagram Shila, it would break into powder. And if he offered obeisances to any human being, if they had even an atomic particle of material desire or false ego, they would die. So he didn't offer obeisances to everybody. Otherwise, he would have been like a serial killer. From the material point of view. From the material point of view. Of course, dying in the presence of such a person, you would get liberated. So when he heard the story of Lord Chaitanya personally giving this little boy Gopal the name Gopal Guru, he was so excited, he just decided, I'm going to offer obeisances to this boy. So from Kanakula Krishna Nagar in Bengal, where he was living, he began his pilgrimage to Jagannath Puri. And the word spread that Abhiram Gopal is coming to offer obeisances to little Gopal. People were very much afraid. What happens if he has even the slightest ego? He'll die. We love him very dearly. And little Gopal, he didn't think he was an advanced devotee. So when Abhiram approached Puri, little Gopal was in Gambira with Lord Chaitanya. And Abhiram came. It was very suspenseful. He walked in the room and there was little Gopal looking at him. And Gopal jumped on Lord Chaitanya's lap for shelter. Just a little boy. He was just embracing Lord Chaitanya on his lap. And Abhiram Thakur offered his dandavat prostrated obeisances. And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, little Gopal survived. Thus everyone knew for certain, without doubt, that his heart was completely pure. He had complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. This is so very, very important. If we simply have faith that chanting the holy names of Krishna, we will attain the ultimate perfection of life, then we will attain the ultimate perfection of life. It's just a matter of time. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said 99% of our spiritual advancement comes through chanting Hare Krishna. So really, all the Vedic literatures, from a practical perspective, are there to give us complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. In this age of Kali, there's no other way. Harinam, harinam, harinam eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. We must understand the nature of the soul, the nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the nature of this material existence, the nature of our relationships with others, the nature of Krishna and his various spiritual energies. Through this we can understand clearly and properly what is the power of the holy name and how much we desperately need it for shelter. Yasya devi para bhaktir yatha devi kuro tata guru. One who has implicit faith in Guru and Krishna, all the imports of the knowledge of the Vedas are revealed from within. So we have faith in Guru. And what is the Guru telling us? Harinam, harinam, harinam eva kevalam. This is our parampara. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Guru told him when he got initiated in Gaya. That this verse is so important that in the age of Kali there's no other way to awaken the ecstatic love of God except through the holy name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in his name. Now go out, my child, and broadcast the glories of the holy name to the world. Srila Prabhupada had that faith. He had faith in the order of his spiritual master, and he had faith in the holy name of Krishna. Absolute, complete. Otherwise, how he could come to this Western world where there are people who never heard Krishna's name? People who are addicted to so many types of vices. But he knew that if they just take the name of Krishna seriously, they can become perfect. So our whole life should be orchestrated and designed in such a way that we can facilitate developing faith in the holy name of Krishna and living according to that faith. Living according to that faith means to chant with attention. Chant and hear. Just when we were coming down the stairs, His Grace Shruti Dharma Prabhu quoted His Holiness Sripad Shivaram Swami Maharaj, where he was instructing all of you that we have to hear the chanting of the holy name. Many of us are chanting, but how many of us are actually hearing? We want to absorb ourselves with attention. Actually, while chanting, our surrender is simply to hear. Because the mind, it has so many alternatives of what to think about, what to contemplate, what to meditate upon. The mind is flickering unsteady. It wants to go everywhere, anywhere. So many desires, so many attachments, so many fears, so many aspirations. Have any of you ever experienced this while you're trying to chant? No. I'm the only one. So that is the nature of the mind. So when you just exclusively try to dedicate the energy of your mind to Krishna by just hearing His name, that is surrender. That is surrender of your mind to the lotus feet of Krishna, to be attentive, to hear. So it is very, very great priority that we actually surrender, we make an offering of our heart to Krishna through concentrating with attention in hearing His holy names. And this is how we can worship Krishna in the temple of our mind. When we actually concentrate our mind on the sound vibration of Hare Krishna, on the feet of Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. In the form of their names, we're placing the personality of Godhead on the altar of our hearts. And we're worshiping them in the form of their names through chanting and hearing. It is an offering of love. And Krishna reciprocates with our sincere effort to be attentive, to hear, and to chant with regulation. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they personally taught us by their example and by their devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote these 8 verses, Shikshastakam, which really teach us from the most preliminary state of conditioned consciousness to the ultimate state of conjugal love, how to make progression in devotional service. Therefore, in most of Prabhupada's temples, the recitation of Shikshastakam is there each morning before chanting the holy names. It is of critical importance that we really make the priority of our life chanting Hare Krishna. There should be no duty, no responsibility that is above that. We have other responsibilities, and we have no right to abandon them neglectfully. But our first responsibility is to purify our heart. We can't really perform any of our other duties in proper spiritual consciousness unless we're hearing and chanting sincerely. That is the foundation of our spirituality, and we want to build our devotional service on the foundation of that hearing and chanting. Then it is sound, it is steady. Otherwise, we have seen on so many occasions, devotees can be so very, very expert at performing various services. We have seen some of the most capable, intelligent, incredibly determined devotees accomplishing so much. There was such a person at one time. He was so prominent in our whole society by what he was doing. But he just didn't have time to chant. He just didn't make that priority. And after some years, he gave up devotional service altogether for the time being. Ultimately, he will come back. But he fell away. He lost his taste. He lost his vision. And Prabhupada was very, very sad, but not at all surprised, because he wasn't performing his sadhana properly. He wasn't hearing the glories of the Lord. He wasn't hearing and chanting the names of the Lord sincerely. Therefore, his strength, his intelligence to carry him on with whatever other duties was not being empowered by Krishna. There's so many responsibilities we have when we take initiation from a spiritual master. But the basic foundation that we take our vows for is to chant the holy names and to live an ethical, moral life. But a very integral part of our sadhana is the development of our character in life. To be respectful, to be humble, to be self-controlled, to be honest, to be truthful. These are basic virtues. If we're not dealing with Vaishnavas in that way, and for that matter, if we're not dealing with every living being in that way, that means we're not really hearing the holy name. And it's also preventing us from really hearing the holy name. If you actually want Krishna to be pleased to reveal himself in his holy name so that you can be like that man where your tongue just never stops chanting, Kirtaniya Sadahari, there has to be respect to others. There has to be a renunciation of false prestige where we're longing and hungry and demanding respect from others. There has to be humility and tolerance. This was the example of six Goswamis. They were popular amongst the gentle and the ruffians. Srinivasacharya explains, that is so rare, because they actually loved everybody. They were respectful to everyone. They were compassionate to everyone. They saw Krishna in everyone's heart. They were serving Krishna by their good qualities. Therefore, even ruffians who were hateful and envious people, they awakened love in their hearts just by their qualities. This must be made also a priority in our life. Character. Prabhupada emphasizes this. Character. Living with integrity, living with dignity, living in such a way that people trust us, living in such a way that Krishna's pleased. This is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And there's so little faith, there's so little trust because of this hypocrisy. But if we are honest, if we are ladies and gentlemen, as Prabhupada would say, if we live with character, if we treat people with dignity and respect, we read in Prabhupada's Lilamrita about that drunken person living on the streets who came right into Prabhupada's kirtan to use the toilet. And the next day, I guess, he came back with a roll of toilet paper as a donation. Because, you know, Mataji, Haribo.
I have to pick my daughter up
out
on the streets.
Just see, you are a lady of character. You have character. You are sensitive to the needs of your daughter, and you're respectful, and we offer obeisances all to you. Everyone, say Hari Bol in honor of her good character. Hari Bol. She left very quickly when she heard that. Yes, where were we? Ah, drunkard, toilet paper. Somehow or other, Americans don't understand this idea that you don't use toilet paper. What do you know? So he thought that he saw this little lota and he was thinking with her out of toast. So he brought it. So actually there was some devotion there. There was some offering. There was some sentiment. He was not following any regular principles. He wasn't chanting Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada actually honored him, respected him, and thanked him with a grateful heart. Ready, Bo? And that person, why did he come and make that offering? Because he felt love from Srila Prabhupada. He felt Prabhupada respected him for who he was. Obviously, Prabhupada didn't respect what he was doing, but Prabhupada respected him as a human being, as a spirit soul, as a part of Krishna, and people could feel that. So we have to treat people. We have to treat people with that type of awareness. Simplicity, Sharalata. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, simplicity is the first principle of spiritual life, of Krishna consciousness. It's the first basic requirement for Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada quotes this. Simplicity. Simplicity means without duplicity, without hypocrisy. Sometimes simplicity and humility are two words that are very, very interconnected. And when we actually aspire with discipline, attentive intelligence to live with this type of moral, ethical, spiritual character, actually representing Guru and the Parampara through our behavior, then, of course, speaking the truth is on many levels. On one level, just being straightforward in a palatable and respectful way by being honest about all aspects of life. But that has to be connected with speaking. Actually, the truth means that the philosophy that we speak and the way we live is in harmony with Krishna's instructions. Somebody may materially, morally speak the truth, but if he's not living in a spirit of being a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, making everything as an offering to Krishna, the person's not actually truthful. It's like honor amongst thieves. Prabhupada said, thieves rob a bank. And then they come together in their secret hideout and say, now let's divide it honestly. It's very important that we understand that we should be honest with each other and honest with the world. Sometimes in emergency situations, we have to give some medicine in the side of a laddu. But that's not for our own purposes. That's not to cheat people. That's out of a necessity to get people to take the message of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes that is there. Prabhupada called it transcendental trickery. But Lord have mercy, devotees have taken that to extremes. And we have no right to do that. So we have to base our honesty on the truth of representing Krishna, of giving Krishna to others. And how do we give Krishna to others? Srila Prabhupada explained that the purpose of the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement is not simply to defeat people through argument and debate. The purpose of the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement is simply to induce people to chant the holy names of Krishna. That's the purpose of everything we do. Whether it's our food for life, whether it's our book distribution, whether it's our deity worship, it's to directly or indirectly somehow or other create either a culture in a person's heart or a culture in a society or surrounding around us that will induce people to chant the holy names of Krishna and offer their love and their hearts to Sri Radha Gokulananda. Sri Radha Gokulananda Dev Ki Jai. So at this time, let us chant Hare Krishna. Can we have kirtan for a few minutes? Shall we sit or dance?
Dance.
Not only your mind. Your mind, and let your mind guide your limbs in the transcendental dance.